Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. An 8.1 magnitude earthquake hit southern Mexico overnight, the biggest quake to hit that country in a century. Dr. David Schwartz is a geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says this quake, major though it is, does not relate to the earthquakes we have here in California.
It's really a very, very different structure. It's a subduction zone, and our fault from California primarily strike slip, they move sideways. There is no direct connection.
He went on to say it is a reminder, especially in the face of these hurricanes, to be prepared for anything. The University of California says it will continue to root out instances of sexual assault and harassment. This despite word yesterday that the Trump administration is pushing to change current gender equality rules under Title IX. Here's the California Report's education reporter, Anna Tentakulis.
U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos announced yesterday she'll replace an Obama-era directive laying out how colleges and universities should respond to sexual assault cases. DeVos says the process fails too many students, especially those accused of the crime. But Stanford professor Michelle Dauber says that's just not the case, and that universities are finally doing something about the problem.
Now is not the time to take the pressure off schools when they are just starting to take sexual violence seriously.
Especially at the University of California, which has been plagued by high-profile cases, all of which violate the federal gender equity law called Title IX. UC was forced to overhaul and establish programs to respond more effectively. Kathleen Salvati is UC's Title IX coordinator.
I would say the UC is going to continue to do what it's been doing, which is having a strong and fair response.
But survivors of sexual assault believe universities will once again sweep these issues under the rug. Those representing the accused, like attorney Dan Roth, says DeVos's move is a step in the right direction because there's simply no due process for accusers. He says, take this for example.
You're allowed to have a lawyer in some circumstances, but the lawyer isn't actually allowed to speak in a hearing. You have to represent yourself. And sometimes you're talking about 18, 19-year-old kids.
Women's rights groups say they're gearing up for a protracted legal fight. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
Meanwhile, California lawmakers are debating a groundbreaking energy goal to get 100% of the state's electricity from clean sources like solar and wind. It's ambitious. California is second only to Texas in its energy appetite. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer wondered, could California really go completely green?
Let's start with the optimists, the people who say reaching that goal would be no problem. And there's no one more optimistic than Mark Jacobson.
We absolutely do not need natural gas or coal. The costs of solar are so low, costs of wind are very low.
Jacobson teaches environmental engineering at Stanford University. And we're at his Palo Alto home, in his garage, actually. The license plates on his two electric cars say it all.
GHG-free, greenhouse gas-free, and the other is WWS-era, which means wind, water, solar era.
Jacobson has authored study after study on a 100% renewable future. In fact, his work informed California lawmakers when, earlier this year, they introduced a bill that would set a goal of going all renewable by 2045. One way the state could get there is right here in his garage, four large Tesla batteries mounted on the wall. The solar panels on his roof are charging them.
At night, when there's no more sunlight, the batteries kick in and the electricity that I use in my house is drawn from the batteries.
That's what California could do on a massive scale, he says, as well as using renewables like tidal power or by reducing demand. As you can imagine, Jacobson attracts his fair share of criticism, like earlier this summer.
I felt we were viciously attacked, more than I've ever seen.
Maybe by the fossil fuel industry, you'd think? Actually, no.
There's a saying that academic squabbles are vicious because so little is at stake.
Ken Caldera is a scientist at the Carnegie Institution for Science at Stanford. He co-authored a study questioning Jacobson's research, launching a ferocious Twitter debate. Because in this case, there is a lot at stake. California gets only about a quarter of its electricity from renewables today. So reaching 100% would be a wholesale transformation, one that Caldera agrees with.
We need to have an energy system that doesn't rely on using the sky as a waste dump.
The goal is technically possible, he says. But right now, battery technology is still expensive.
I think the key is to start down that path and keep our options open. So when we get to the point where we don't know what to do, hopefully by then we will know what to do.
California lawmakers seem to agree. They changed the bill from 100% renewable to 100% greenhouse gas-free energy. That means it could include nuclear energy, large hydropower dams, or even natural gas power plants if they capture their carbon emissions. It's welcome news to California's electric utilities.
If we're looking for a low-carbon future, I don't think we want to narrow our options.
Lupi Jimenez works on research and development at the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, which is preparing for that future. We're standing next to more than 30 townhouses in Midtown Sacramento that have both solar power and batteries.
There's a ton of potential in storage technology. We understand the prices are going to continue to fall.
Sacramento's utility hasn't taken a position on the 100% clean energy bill. Pacific Gas and Electric currently opposes it unless changes are made, though it won't say what kind of changes. Lawmakers have to decide before the legislative session ends in 1 week. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Sommer.
Support for the California Report comes from Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com, Block Construction, together building greatness. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org. And Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com.
And that, my friends, is the California Report for Friday, September 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Katie McMurrin, and Howard Gelman. Our producer this week is Tina Rubio. We received editorial support from Polly Stryker and Ingrid Becker. Our managing editor is Ethan Lindsay, and our vice president of news is Holly Kernan. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a great weekend.